Sometimes I think Samuel Johnson's is the best response. No man but a blockhead ever wrote except for money. And certainly acting on this would have been a practical principle in my life as a journalist. But it's more complicated than that. I suppose I write because I read as a child and had good school teachers, but mostly because words mattered in my family. My father was a painter, so images mattered too, but he was a raconteur, scornful of clichés, a lover of precision, of poetry, of James Joyce, fine-tuning his words, speaking as he wrote, writing with care and wit, reading aloud with actorly skill. We routinely dissected plays, film scripts, poems. Writing came to be what I could do, though at the same time I wasn't sure I could do it well enough. I wasn't Joyce. It took a long time and a lot of journalism before I had the confidence to write a book. I wrote the first because I was asked to, and found in the making of it an unprecedented joy. I wrote the second because a true story bit me. In all this, I discovered the enrichment of research, of unearthing facts, making connections, answering questions. It was like finding buried treasure. I was completely compelled both by this and by the incomparable satisfaction of wrestling a narrative into shape. And I found writing books was the only thing that made me feel I was doing what I should be doing, the one entirely guiltless, entirely fulfilling occupation. Having your own published book is marvellous, but all the pleasures and privileges of the status of authorship are really icing. The process of making is reward enough, except for the mortgage. Then Johnson comes into his own again.